Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with the closing bell for July 31st, 2024. So the Federal Reserve, they couldn't have teed this up any better. So I want to show you a quick video. This is one snippet of Federal Chairman Powell coming out and telling us he didn't really say that there was going to be a September cut, but he surely laid the foundation for it. Since then, since he announced it, you see mortgage rates down almost 0.8% on the 30-year fix, so we're at 6.7. We'll probably be in the 6.6 range tomorrow. Why do I seem excited? Well, mortgage rates were over 8% just 6 months ago. So this is fantastic news on this front. The stock market's loving this as well. We got the Dow Jones. It was up 200-300 points. It gave back a little bit. S&P's up. NASDAQ's up over 400. It's going to pop even more tomorrow because Meta just came out with earnings and they beat on earnings. A couple other tech companies came out as well. And then here's what you see. Fed holds rates steady and notes progress on inflation. And then Powell says September rate cuts on the table. So let's get to listen to Federal Chairman Powell himself right through here. We also have the MBS market up 27 points and it's rallied all the way through the closing. So let's check out this interview. And then when we come back, I'm going to show you how the CME Fed watch tool completely changed after the Federal Reserve meeting. So take it away.
Our economy has made considerable progress toward both goals over the past 2 years. The labor market has come into better balance, and the unemployment rate remains low. Inflation has eased substantially from a peak of 7% to 2.5%. We are strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal in support of a strong economy that benefits everyone. Today, the FOMC decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings.
When he said continued to reduce our security holdings, what happened? How did they get rates so far down? How did rates get to 2-3% back a few years ago? Well, the Federal Reserve came in and they started buying up mortgage bonds to the tune of $40 billion a month. And that's because they were driving up the prices of the bonds. As you guys know that watch the channel every day, as you drive the prices up, rates come down. So they artificially created this kind of mortgage bubble themselves. And so now what they're saying is they're no longer buying those securities. They're actually selling them. So when he made a comment, we're reducing our positions, they're not only, like I said, they're not buying anymore. They're selling into this market, adding more bonds into the market that's already flooded with bonds. So as they start to reduce that, the selling of those instruments as well, that's going to help rates even more. But I just want to make sure you guys understand what he meant by they're reducing their security holdings.
Maintaining our restrictive stance of monetary policy in order to keep demand in line with supply and reduce inflationary pressures. We are attentive to risks on both sides of our dual mandate, and I will have more to say about monetary policy after briefly reviewing economic developments. Recent indicators suggest that economic activity has continued to expand at a solid pace. GDP growth moderated to 2.1% in the first half of the year, down from 3.1% last year.
Cooling.
Private domestic final purchases, or PDFP, which excludes inventory investment, government spending, and net exports, and usually sends a clearer signal of underlying demand, grew at a 2.6% pace over that same period, the first half. Growth of consumer spending has slowed from last year's robust pace, but remains solid. Investment in equipment and intangibles has picked up from its anemic pace last year. In the housing sector, investment stalled in the second quarter after a strong rise in the first. Improving supply conditions have supported resilient demand and the strong performance of the U.S. economy over the past year. In the labor market, supply and demand conditions have come into better balance. Payroll job gains averaged 177,000 jobs per month in the second quarter, a solid pace, but below that seen in the first quarter. The unemployment rate has moved up, but remains low at 4.1%. Strong job creation over the past couple of years has been accompanied by an increase in the supply of workers, reflecting increases in participation among individuals aged 25 to 54 years and a strong pace of immigration. Nominal wage growth has eased over the past year, and the jobs-to-workers gap has narrowed. Overall, a broad set of indicators suggests that conditions in the labor market have returned to about where they stood on the eve of the pandemic, strong but not overheated.
That's what
inflation
we
has
hear.
Eased notably over the past 2 years, but remains somewhat above our longer run goal of 2%. Total PCE prices rose 2.5% over the 12 months ending in June. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core PCE prices rose 2.6%. Longer-term inflation expectations appear to remain well anchored, as reflected in a broad range of surveys of households and businesses and forecasters, as well as measures from financial markets. My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship as it erodes purchasing power, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation. Our monetary policy actions are guided by our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people.
The dual mandate was maximum employment and price stability. Let's go back there for 1 second. So why the Federal Reserve was created were for two main reasons. One, to keep prices in check, aka inflation, and also to keep the economy at full employment. So let me just scram back just 1 minute so you can hear that again, possibly.
Stable prices for the American people. In support of these goals, the committee decided at today's meeting to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%, and to continue reducing our securities holdings. As the labor market has cooled and inflation has declined, the risks to achieving our employment and inflation goals continue to move into better balance.
Fantastic news. So what he's saying is inflation's coming in check. The job market's coming in check. Wage growth is starting to slow. That's going to help people not spend as much. And basically, we're back to almost where we were the eve of the pandemic. So it's nothing but great news that we saw today. And the markets are reacting to that, as you see right through here. So again, the MBSs are up 27. You're seeing mortgage rates coming down quite a bit off of this. Let me see if I can refresh, see if it came down anymore. No, it's staying sticky right now. Now, here's the interesting thing. We look at the CME Fed Watch tool every morning to figure out what they're going to do. So now let me show you something that just happened. Right now, the federal funds rate is 5.25% to 5.5%. It used to be a section right over here, and it is now gone. It's gone. So basically, they're saying the rate cuts are here for sure, and you're seeing it right through here. So this is what the markets are expecting it. They're expecting maybe multiple cuts because of this. And Federal Chairman Powell, I think he might get yelled at by the committee because he laid out the cards exactly as investors are wanting them to do. And you're seeing the markets react to that. So hopefully this doesn't spur more inflation because people are getting wealthy once again. If you go over to the stock market, you're seeing right through here, Dow Jones, and everything is just skyrocketing. Cryptocurrency. This is all over the map. Is down just a little bit, but people are starting to see the wealth effect from this right now. So that is the report for today. It was nothing but good news. We had that live event today. A lot of people are starting to ask about refinancing their homes. So if you're out there and you're trying to figure out, you know, can I buy in this market? I just had actually two contracts just come in since the Federal Reserve meeting was over. So people are starting to get active once again. They're seeing rates are going to come down. So if you're in that wagon, you've been waiting for these rates to start coming down, this might be the time to start doing something. What that something is just go to our website. And if you're looking to buy your first house, make sure to check with the Grant Finder to see if you're eligible for any grants that we have going on right now, because there's programs up to $6,500 of down payment assistance we can give you, and it doesn't increase your rates. There's no paybacks. There's no lien on your home. So how to get this started to see if you qualify to buy your first house, maybe first investment property, or even if you can refinance, click the Apply Now button right up through there. So a lot of people are reluctant to do that. I'd be too, because I'm like, if I fill that out, then I'm going to have a ton of people calling me. Just call in. Call in and talk to one of our mortgage advisors. It's going to be me, Alan, or David. That's the only three that we have here. So it's not a huge call center. When you're at theRateUpdate.com, scroll down to the bottom. It's going to give you our 800 number as well as my email address. And that is all right through here. So thank you so much for watching. I hope you joined us live today on our event. If you didn't, I'll post that event right up through here so you can get that information. But you're sitting on the sidelines. Right now might be a good entry point because rates are coming down, making houses a little more affordable while we're still waiting for that housing crash. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.